Welcome. This is Doron Lazarus with Jewish Meditations, and I wanted to share a special session with you today based upon this week's Parsha, Parshas Tazria. As the Torah teaches us that there is a spiritual affliction called Tzaraas, and this affliction was not a physical or medical one. It really came from an overarching perspective, as our rabbis teach us, from the point of Tzaras Ayin, a narrow, constricted eye. The antidote to this narrow vision is to develop an expanded consciousness, to be able to see deeper, higher, and broader in everything around us. The holy books teach us that the eyes of a Jew are precious, holy, and sacred. And therefore, take a few moments now, give yourself time and space to tap in to your expanded visual consciousness. Go ahead, sit back. Wherever you are, allow yourself to take a few gentle breaths in and out. Allow any stress or tension that you're holding on to in your body to simply melt away, allowing you to feel totally safe and secure and relaxed. You can go ahead and close your eyes whenever you're ready, because the truth is that we can see much better with our eyes closed. Our internal eye that is connected to the highest point of our neshama can see with perfect clarity, much more than our physical eyes could ever perceive. And as you bring your total attention to your breath, as you have a few breaths in and out, I want you to imagine right now that you're on the shores of a beautiful island. The air is warm and soft around you. You're walking up the beach, barefoot, grounded, fully at present in the moment. As you can hear the sounds of the waves crashing against the shore behind you, and you can feel the rays of the sun as they set in the ocean horizon. You understand intuitively that as the sun sets, it is ushering in Shabbos, but not just any Shabbos. A Shabbos that brings the world to a higher place, to a more elevated, refined existence, that ushers in universal peace and love and unity. And you make your way up the beach, and you see that there's a beautiful gate in front of you. And you open the gate, and you walk in to a beautiful, palatial, expansive home that is waiting just for you. You open the front door. You enter a large room with high vaulted ceilings, windows all around letting in the final rays of the day's light. Gorgeous colors and tapestries and artworks surround you. And you can see on a beautiful table in front of you, there are two candles that are lit. It's interesting because you note that you've never seen a candelabra quite like this. In fact, it's the letter Ayin. A letter Ayin with two what looks like eyes at the top are the two flames that are dancing, glowing, radiating a powerful spiritual potential. And you allow the light of those candles, right and left, to enter your eyes. And you can already feel this deep healing process as it removes all of the impurity, the filth, the superficiality that you've seen with your physical eyes. You watch as that light enters every part of your brain, your visual cortex, washing away, purifying, and cleansing your vision. And you can already feel the feelings of being lighter, healthier, and free. Because as you peer again in to these holy flames that are dancing in front of you, all of a sudden you zoom out and you start viewing the world from outside your own body. You hover above and you watch yourself in this moment. And your vision expands and expands. Just like our sages teach us that Adam HaRishon, the first human being, had a candle that enabled him to literally see from one side of the universe to the other. So too, there is a part of you, the Adam HaKadmon, the primordial, pure, original spark of humanity that has the ability to tap into this higher, expansive vision. And I want you to imagine that you're zooming now above the house, above the island. You're zooming out into the atmosphere, getting a global view of our planet. You continue to zoom out at incredible speed with the most breathtaking grandeur, magnificent views. You're going even further out where you can start to sense the grandeur of the solar system as you continue to expand outwards. The entire galaxy lays in front of you. Your divine expansive consciousness goes out and out, and you start to see our galaxy as only one small dot in a much greater universe. You expand even farther and you see the tapestry of galaxies, hundreds of billions, each one with hundreds of billions of stars, and you take a deep breath in. And you see the entire universe in front of you. And as awe-inspiring and magnificent and grand as that vision is, you have a deep sense of spiritual clarity that all of that, trillions of stars and space and light and matter and energy, doesn't even begin to approach 1% of Elikus, of infinity, of the transcendent nature of our Creator, beyond space, time, and comprehension. And as you allow this deeper and higher vision to wash over yourself, you watch as you quickly zoom back down into reality, back down into our galaxy, into our solar system, into our planet, and back down to that island and that house in front of you. And you open up your hands. And your vision now watches as you're holding two orbs of light. And you're able to see into the very palms of your existence. And you go deeper, further down. The magnificence, complexity, the detail of every tissue in your body, every vein and muscle and sinew and piece of flesh. As your inner eye goes even deeper and deeper, down to the complexities of every cell, you begin to unravel the billions of letters of your own DNA code, mesmerized, overwhelmed with a sense of beauty, of complexity, and design. Your inner eye goes even further down to the molecular structures, the biochemicals that are making up every part of your existence, and even deeper than that, the molecules and the atoms that make up every string of reaction within you. Hundreds of billions and trillions of atoms are floating, flying, moving with incredible energy and speed and precision all around you. And you go even deeper down to the core of one atom where you see the parts, the protons, the neutrons, and electrons, to parts that perhaps humanity has not even yet discovered. And yet you sense that no matter how deep you go and how small and infinitesimally complex this is, it is being guided, shaped, nurtured, and loved by your divine creator. There is nothing too small for him. There is no request or emotion or feeling or being that is too small for his attention and care and love. And I just want you to breathe in that reality right now. And as you zoom back out from the atoms and the molecules, the biochemicals and the cells and the tissues and the flesh, and you stand now back in your reality watching that letter ion with those two candles that are shining brightly above, you feel like your vision has now become deeper and more profound. You are able to see people and events and circumstances all around you. You feel like the depth of your vision has gained a whole new lens and clarity. All of a sudden, all of the people that you see in your life that perhaps you might hold on to anger or jealousy or disappointment or frustration, you simply let that go. You see through that. You see every individual for who they are, in their strengths and their weaknesses. You see their depth and their challenge and their complexity, and you appreciate them. You appreciate how hard they're trying, even if they don't live up to your expectations. You appreciate that every challenging person, an event, and circumstance is a test that is custom made for you. You stop running away from life and your divine mission, and you embrace it. You embrace every moment and every person and every challenge and every experience from a place of depth, of perception, and understanding. And so too, as you continue to work on, protect, and upgrade your own divine power of vision, When you look at the world around you, you no longer see a scary place. You no longer see enemies and threats and terrorism and war. You see through it. You see past it. You see that every beating heart and every life and every challenge and country and political drama that unfolds is the greatest tapestry of the revelation of the divine being into the messianic era. You see deeper. You see past the mask of existence, past the mask of confusion and fear, past the mask of superficiality, into a place of divine embrace and love and unity. And you take another breath in, and you commit down to the recesses of your body, mind, and soul to work a little bit every day on developing your higher sense of vision, deeper, more profound, more significant. You take on every day to protect your eyes from superficiality, from viewing and watching things that bring you down. To protect your eyes, they are sacred, holy, and powerful. And the more that you protect your physical eyes from seeing that which the world is constantly trying to bombard you with, the more that you put up filters and safeguards for that which is most precious to you, the more that you merit divine blessing, understanding, and a higher sense of perception. And as you continue to breathe, you turn around, and in this beautiful home on this candlelit mansion is now a table filled with delicious foods and drinks. And surrounding the table are all of your friends and family and loved ones. And you're able to see them and appreciate them for who they are and enjoy every moment of your existence from a higher divine sense of vision and consciousness. Good Shabbos. If you are listening to this during the day and you're looking to continue with your day, then on the count of three, I want you to wiggle your fingers and toes, your hands and your feet. On the count of two, taking a deep breath in, feeling alive and amazing. On the count of one, eyes wide open, ready to be absolutely and totally transformed.